U.S. Senator Tim Scott, his debut, I believe, on the show, because I don't remember if I've interviewed him. And he's from Charleston, South Carolina. He's got an amazing story. Actually, it was Nikki Haley, I think, who nominated you to fill that seat before the special election, correct, Senator?
That is correct. I had the good fortune of being appointed to the United States Senate by Nikki Haley after serving in Congress and winning a re-election very quickly thereafter.
Well, you've emerged as one of the main articulate speakers and leaders on the Republican side. We'll talk about midterms and that in a moment. But one of the things you're really working on is this Employees' Rights Act of 2022. What caught my eye, Senator Scott, on this Employee Rights Act, we have a lot of business owners who listen to the show here on our network of news talk stations across the region in New England. They were told to do a lot of things with their business over the last couple of years by the federal government that they've never, including stuff from the Biden administration and mandates and all that, which were tossed out later. But your bill is really designed to try and help entrepreneurs and business owners, be flexible, correct? Tell us about it.
Yeah, thanks, Jack, for having me on the show, for sure. Without any question, if you think about my bill, the Employees' Rights Act, it literally says the future economy is here. Employees, workers, want the flexibility that they deserve. And what Employees' Rights Act does is it gives them that flexibility. The second thing it says to entrepreneurs, to franchise owners, we see you. We understand that creating jobs is what it's all about. In a state that has a motto of live free or die, we understand that your workers want the ability and the flexibility to design their lives around their families and around the passions they have, and to work to support that. We, as Americans, we don't just work because we think that is the end unto itself. We understand that work allows us to do the things right that we most want to do, and that there's dignity in all work. So why not give them the flexibility they want in the workforce? And frankly, the business community in New Hampshire loves the concept of the Employees' Rights Act because they have been in support of the different characteristics of it. What they don't support is the PRO Act, where Senator Hassan and Senator Shaheen both support somehow putting the unions in charge of your lives as opposed to letting the workers be in charge of their own lives.
Senator Tim Scott, Republican, U.S. Senator, South Carolina. You mentioned Senator Hassan and Shaheen. As you know, Senator Shaheen's not up for election right now. Senator Hassan is. She just reported, I think, her fundraising this quarter, $4.3 million, $7.5 million on hand, already raising a lot of money. There are several Republicans running, probably more to come. We just had Corey Lewandowski on the show for President Trump yesterday or day before. My question to you, you serve with Senator Hassan in the Senate. What's your perception of the Senate? Have you ever worked with her in a bipartisan way? And you mentioned this particular PRO Act, but what's your sense on Senator Hassan in this Senate race here in New Hampshire? What do you think the key issues are?
Well, I think the key issues in the race in New Hampshire is going to be those issues that are permeating throughout the country. Inflation. Inflation is an invisible tax that's taking more and more money out of folks all across the country. She has voted with Biden consistently, day in and day out. That, I don't think, is good for New Hampshire, and it's certainly not good for the rest of the country. And so what we really need is to focus on those issues that are pocketbook issues for the kitchen table economists, typically moms around the country, who have to make decisions, sometimes even rationing between energy, health care or medicine, and food, because inflationary effects reduces your spending power, making it harder to afford everyday life. That is the wrong direction for our country.
Senator Scott, so let's talk about inflation. I think you spot on. That's what's hitting people. We're going to have energy executives be grilled on Capitol Hill today on, for being the problem with high energy prices. But I will come back to that. But let's just stick to inflation. Food, everything around us is costing so much more. We were told for weeks or months, Senator, by the Fed's Federal Reserve, people in Washington, the Biden administration, the term transitory was thrown around. I said, this inflation is not transitory. So my question to you, Senator Scott, is the Federal Reserve is saying we're going to raise interest rates. They're already at 5% now, maybe a half a point next month, because we've spent too much money in federal stimulus and federal spending and borrowed too much federal money. Is the Federal Reserve wrong? Because Democrats in Washington, the Biden administration, point to just about everything else on inflation, but they don't talk about federal spending, that we spent and poured too much federal money in the economy. Where are you on this?
Well, there's no doubt that when the economy's on fire, the last thing you do is pour gasoline on it, and that's exactly what the Democrats did. One of the things that they did first month or so in office was to approve a package of $1.9 trillion that overheated our economy. I remember sitting in a banking hearing with Chairman Powell, and I asked the question, what, pray tell, is the definition of transitory? I thought it was temporary. This was obvious in 2021, not going to be temporary. Then you put on top of that the poor management of transportation and logistical issues that only exacerbates what we're seeing in the economic reality of Americans, which is sustained inflation that is a 40-year high. When you're putting nearly $100 in your tank, you cannot afford the simple necessities of life. This economy has been overblown because Democrats believe that more money is the solution to what ails us. And frankly, we need more people working, not more money in our economy. Think about the fact that gas was up 60% before this Russia genocide. Used cars were up over 40%. Your utilities were up almost 25%. It's all over the economy.
You know, and a couple other things, Senator Tim Scott, I want to ask you, you know we're home to the first in the nation presidential primary. A lot of names I just mentioned, former Secretary of State and CIA Director Mike Pompeo was just on, Nikki Haley, who you know, of course, former governor of your state and ambassador to the UN. And I guess my question to you is, where are you at in this process? Now, I imagine, like a lot of our guests, like Nikki Haley, you're focused on the midterms, the next race, but 2024, as you know, is not that far away in a presidential cycle. Some would say the wind's blowing, well at the back of Republicans in the midterms with things like inflation and the lack of President Biden's popularity in states like ours. So is Senator Tim Scott considering a run for president in 2024 or not at this point?
Well, I will say without any question, I'm up for re-election this year myself, so I'm going to focus on 2022. 2024 is too far to focus on from my perspective. I'm a big football fan, and so you focus on the next game and not the game after that, number one. But number two, we could have a very rich group of individuals who are talented, motivated to serve this country. What America needs to see is wins in 2022. We cannot afford to fumble the ball on the goal line. That is got to be an impossibility. The only way for that to happen is to keep both hands on that ball while it crosses the finish line, the goal line, and that means winning in 2022. We must win back the House, and we must win the Senate. Those are our objectives. Anything beyond that is a distraction to the victory that the American people, they need to have.
Senator Scott, I'm going to let you go on this question. Good morning, New Hampshire. Thanks for joining us, South Carolina Senator. Real quickly, if presuming you're successful in your reelection and Governor Sununu here is up for reelection and people like Governor DeSantis in Florida are up for reelection this fall, if Republicans, as Nikki Haley said the other day, win back the House and the Senate in Washington and Donald Trump is there and been a part of supporting candidates around the country in various races for the midterms and, you know, takes credit or talks about him running in 2024, should a lot of these people you talk about on the Republican bench run or should they yield to Donald Trump?
I really think that's going to be the question for President Trump himself is what happens to the Republican Party if he decides to get in or get out. That is impossible to see. I think the party still follows what President Trump says, and we have to cross that bridge when we get there.
All right, Senator Scott, thanks for joining us. I'd love to have you back again soon. Good morning, New Hampshire GMI Studio. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Jack.